Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today I'm going to go over the mainstream asset classes, Forex, futures, stocks, all the rest outside of the crypto space via CFD. If you're interested in these topics, you can visit us at quantlabs.net/contact, fill in your info, and we'll get you sent out a bunch of newsletter stuff, including some free PDFs, as well as if you want to know more about our chat server. For instance, I just posted something about NFTs. If you want to know about that, that's courtesy of Kraken. All right, so let's go on with the markets right now. Everything is, I would say, pretty bad. It's basically a minute to midnight before everything could blow up, with defaults being talked about via Biden and whoever else, all the other goofballs down there in D.C., and they're talking default potentially. Look at this. A lot of red, NASDAQ down 2%, Russell down 1%. Oil is obviously climbing, doesn't help a lot of people. You would expect gold to be spiking with this uncertainty, but as we've been talking for a long time, that stuff is manipulated. You can see here, silver, same. The currencies are not moving a whole lot. I'll go over that. Crypto itself, though, is moving up. So this is now becoming a new hedge. Okay. Here is our international. Last night, the FTSE was down. Nikkei was down pretty steep as well at 1%. So let's get into the motor wave here and start checking out what is going on. As you know, we do our harmonic scan here, and we're going to just whiz through all of this. We have still USD. USD is an interesting one to hold. Always Australia. You can see that decline there since September 5th. Here, this would make sense. Australia, New Zealand rallying. We noticed that a week ago. A lot of flat, a lot of declining. I like to see trends. Here's the SPX. It does decline, start declining again, yet on September 5th, rallied and declined. So there's a lot of downward pressure happening in the U.S. markets right now. Getting more range-bound stuff. These are the currencies we should be looking at. Originally, you'd see more Norway, but there was a government change a few weeks ago. The USD, Sweden's starting to like kind of rally a little bit. You start to see Mexico do okay with the peso. So these are things we got to watch. Gold, again, now this is why I say gold is useless right now. Probably holding it might be okay. It should be spiking immensely. But right now the one currency that's being held here is gold in Australia dollar. Just not nowhere to be found, no nothing. I wouldn't be tying my money up in this, is stupid. Same with the gold and Canadian dollar. And all of these currencies are really bad, okay? This just goes to show you, if you wanna go to a place to not make money, and I say not, N-O-T, not make money, go into Forex, because you can just see it right here that there are some opportunities, but not with gold and silver. Okay, there's some declines now. Australia, Canadian, Euro. Okay, I'm not gonna go on about that. Now, usually you'd hope to see like Asia come around and kind of replace what's not being made here, but we're not seeing that. None of the Asian big countries are doing diddly, okay? So, but there are some trends. So here's the EU 50. Look how volatile that is, that's crazy. Euro pound, again, range bound, some volatility, really hard to trade, really hard to hold. Poland, this could be another new alternative currency to dive into. Another one I've discovered is the Rand. You can see that, some trends there. Now here comes some more markets. Look at Asia, Hong Kong 33, just getting, let me just show you, mate, let's say the weekly view. We're looking at a little 4 hour. Here's the weekly view. The whole high was all the way back to January 28th. Ever since, it's been range-bound, and that slight decline. Now, Netherlands is a better story. It's held its own pretty good, and it started to decline, really, come September 23rd, and here we are. So today, just so you know, it is October 4th, Monday. Continuing along in here, all of this stuff is just, you know, you might find some surprising. But here, you look at the volatility just recently with the S&P. Again, really good trend, I will say. Been rock solid, but lately, I think we're starting to run out of gas here. Since it looks like probably that decline started somehow September 5th, around there. There you go, September 5th again. So that seems to be the turning point. Here we have USD Mexico. That's a pretty good rally there. So there are some places to go to make money. Natural gas, that trend up, somewhat volatile. Buy the dip comes in, not here, and then downward pressure. But oil, we'll load up in a minute, see how that's doing. As well, Brent crude, as well as the WTI. Copper for a long time was the first place to call out that inflation to see here. And yet again in May, it peaked. Now it's been in decline. Okay. Platinum, well, I could probably say the same thing, no different than gold. Here, it's high here at February 22nd, declined since. Not good. Here we have, again, September 3rd. Always the first week of September there, that decline started. So something clearly is not looking good. Now, okay, so we've gone through the excellent to very good. This is my point right now. You're not seeing a lot of outside the Australian countries with Forex to be held in US dollar, okay? The other thing is you're not seeing any treasuries under the excellent score. So what does that tell you? A lot of people don't have faith in the US government right now because it's pretty well, I'm sure you've heard the news, it's just basically screwed up with all the politics and whatnot garbage that's going on over there, and a lot of people are going to get hurt because of it. But anyways, that's another topic I don't talk about publicly anymore. Okay, so UK 100, still you see that volatility. That volatility has picked up in the last few weeks, since the 19th there. France, range-bound with extreme, well, I won't say extreme, but it's pretty volatile to make any form of trading calls there. Notice how much, and then flat the peak there in around August 19th. Started decline, this is the British pound and the New Zealand dollar. Boom. Ugh. Now here's one, US dollar, nice rally here. It's gone range bound since September 5th and pretty well going nowhere. Some more gold. Let's see the daily. Let's just see, look at that. It's peak here in around November 2020. And then it's like range bound. It's starting at a little pickup, but if you look at, let's say, I don't know, the weekly, you can see it spiked there up until July 20th. I guess that's pandemic. And that's including all the way back to January 2019. Decline and starting to trend up a tiny bit since February 28th. That's gold in Australia. So I'm sure a lot of these other gold and other currencies are pretty well similar. Let's check out silver just to do a comparison with the Australian dollar. See, it's a very range bound as we talked earlier. One day, again, similar pattern here. You can see that big spike. That would have been a good one to hold during the pandemic, and it's come off. And it's been really range bound, but starting to decline a little bit, but you would hope that that would pick up. But let me just go back to that. Gold in Australia, the weekly. So it really didn't start to take off until March. And then when things fell off, the wheels fell off, then yeah, it peaked till July. Okay, so continuing along, here's China. China's a big one, obviously, with the Evergrande. And it's been pretty well crushed since the summer, July here. 28, very flat. Let's look at the daily. Peaked here February 21, been in solid decline since. France 20. Let's see. What else do we have here that's unique? Hong Kong 33. As I said last time, the Hong Kong and the China markets are pretty well the same now. You can see here on the daily, it's not so bad, but the decline's been, again, since February of this year and has not recovered. Now, India's a totally different story. Look at that. That's a daily view. That's a... No. Here, let me pull up. So this is a daily. Look at that rally since May 2020, and it's just been nothing but strong and rallying. A lot of people don't see that. And when you look at, it's been a slight decline, but nowhere nearly as volatile. It's been just a nice, steady move up. That's a good one to be in. Japan, 225, been declining a little bit. Again, here, Singapore, again, same story. Peaked here, August 8th. Been declining range bound since. Here's your slight rally, flat, and then decline. Taiwan, I used to get really excited about, but unfortunately when you have China planes flying over the island, it goes range bound, and that is since January 28th of this year. UK 100, same thing. Let's check it out. The one day, actually, the UK performance-wise not been good, but generally, I don't know, I think up until a point that US was better. But definitely, if I was a stock market trading guy, I'd definitely hold in the India for now. I mean, no one would saw that coming for sure. Russell, similar to UK, flat. Now, I've talked about Poland as well. That's a pretty decent little rally. So there are some currencies to be in. Rand, same thing when things started to get a little crazy. Who would think? Okay, so we've talked about natural gas. Very steep pullbacks. If people want to trade that and you get this pullback but doesn't recover, I don't know if that natural gas. Now, agricultural. Let me see here. We got wheat. Wheat. Very flat. Again, that started mid-August, the one day, very range-bound, going, this is typical of agricultural product, one day, peaked here. This would have been a good rally here, November 2020, all the way up to May, similar to copper, and that's where they started talking about the inflation. And, this is corn. So there was inflation, yes, at the base product level, but it's more now processing and shipping is a problem. But generally, the price of corn has come down. And that can be said about a lot of the agricultural product as well. All of these Canadian, let's see how the Canadian dollar, been steep decline there. Yeah, big time. But we've seen that before back in February. As well, let's see here. Copper, we've already gone over. Platinum, I think we've gone over as well. Yeah, decline there. And I think that's it. Okay, so let's look at Brent crude, August 22nd. Been a nice rally, a little flat there, but it's still, it's gonna move up. It's one of those trades. Same with WTI, similar pattern. Let's check out the U.S. Treasury now. I think these are important because it will most likely... Oh, well, the one that we really should be watching is this one. The gold ratio, XAU and XAG gold ratio. Let's see how that one's doing. It is trending up. I've talked about that enough. You can see that slight trend up. And this is so reliable in terms of what's been going on. If I was to show you the monthly, you can see here, and I've talked about it enough times where you get that spike in 08, and it comes back down where it should be. And then all of a sudden, between here, January 11, all the way up to the last year with the pandemic when it started spiked up even more and drops back, and now it's climbing again. So it's going back to the same risk levels as very close to exceeding the peak of the 08 crisis. So that's how bad things are looking. I do think if the U.S. government potentially could default, you can expect this chart to go off the chart. So again, let's look at the USD Treasury. We can look at all the different ones here, 5 year and all, just to get an idea of how bad it is. Let me see here if I can bring up the 5 year. I know what's in here, I just don't remember the. Let's see here. Should come up. Could it be that it's not tracking anymore? Well, I'll put it together. And let me just try something here. Let's see here if I could pull up all US assets. No. Oh, okay. Well, I'll leave it at that. Okay, well, we'll leave it at that. But I'm sure the US Treasury, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching.